Classy Lord.
Appreciate the Lord, amen. Everything he's done for us.
Classy Lord.
We're gonna get this thing hooked up here.
Bless him.
We'll be in John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4.
Bless him, Lord.
I read in the book of Acts about a man named Eutychus that the Bible says Paul was alone preaching.
Yeah.
And he fell asleep and fell out the window. Well, I don't believe I'm going to be that long
tonight.
Amen. Just got a little thought here. And it ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing you probably ain't heard before. But the Lord gave it to us. I just want to be a help.
Right.
Bless him.
Always want to do what I feel like the Lord has us to do.
Amen.
Appreciate him. Appreciate all his blessings. Bless and all his blessings. Everything he's done for me in my life. You know, I don't know, Dad, and I don't know a lot about numerology. I know what some numbers mean, and I'm sure you can buy a book or you can look them up and tell you all that, what numbers mean. You know, number 1, 2, 3, 4. We heard about number 400 this morning. So evidently, all the numbers have some kind of meaning, something or another. I don't know about all that. But what I do know is I believe, and I believe this, that every verse and chapter and book in this Bible was put in a specific position.
Right.
I believe it was put in a specific order. I believe it was done that way because that's the way God set it up.
Amen.
And it's no coincidence, and this is going to sound funny, but it's not a coincidence that John chapter number 3 came before number 4.
Amen.
I'm not talking about the numbers,
right.
But I'm talking about the meat of the verses.
Amen.
I'm talking about what those verses and what those things stand for. It's no coincidence that number 3 came before number 4.
Right.
Now, some of the books in the Bible in certain orders may have been actually written or the taken place before the other books did, but God put them in order way He wanted them to be put in order. So it's no coincidence tonight that number 3 came before number 4.
Right.
And we're going to get into that here in just a minute. I'm going to start reading verse number 1. Bear with me. I've got a little bit of reading to do, but just bear with me and we'll get to this here in just a minute.
Bless you.
John chapter number 4, verse number 1, the Bible says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, well, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast 12 said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh right. such to worship him. God is a spirit,
yes.
and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and right. in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came the disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, Come, see a man
yes.
which told me all things that yes. ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out to the city and came unto him. And I was thinking of this, and I'll go back and I'll say, well, it's no coincidence tonight that John chapter number 3, one of the greatest verses in the Bible about how that God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Right.
Or have everlasting life.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence that a man named Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night, a ruler of the Jews, a Pharisee of Pharisees, he came to Jesus by night. It's not a coincidence that story of a great man, of a powerful man, of a religious man would come in the Bible before a woman who had had five husbands, and the one she was living with wasn't her husband.
Yeah.
A woman who was a Gentile dog, a woman who was not of the
children.
It's not a coincidence that the grace of God would be shown to the
That's
great
right.
man, and the grace of God would also reach down to the lowest of the low. It's no coincidence that number 3 just happened to come before number 4. Nicodemus had to come the same way that that woman at the well.
That's right.
I thought about that woman at that well. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 24, amen, that the evening time was when the women came to draw water. But this woman came at the 6th hour of the day, at noontime, when the sun is straight up, in the hottest part of the day, she come to get water. And I thought about, why would she have done that? She was alone. And generally, all the women would come together and go to the well and gather water at the same time. But she was by herself. Maybe she was ashamed. Or maybe her sin, amen, was on her. Maybe everybody had shunned her and stepped away from her. But neither, needless to say, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't worry about that. It didn't matter about her circumstances. It didn't matter about her religious affiliation. It didn't matter who she was. It didn't matter where she'd been or what she'd done. He still gave her what she needed that day.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
The other women may have turned their back on her because of her past indiscretions.
Damn.
The other women may have said, you know what? We're not going to have nothing to do with that Jezebel, that floozy, that one that's had five husbands. Hey, man, I understand, man, sometimes you got to separate yourself. But I'm telling you, there comes a time when the church has to reach out to the lost and the hurting and the dying. If we're ever going to give them in.
That's good preaching.
We'll point the finger. And we'll snub our nose, and we'll turn our back, and we'll say because they don't look like us, and because they don't walk like us, and because they don't dress like us, they can't be part of us. But I tell you, we was right where they're at.
That's right.
Whether we came the way Nicodemus did, or we came the way this woman did, we still had to come through the water of living water of life.
Yeah.
she came to Jesus. Jesus came to her. She had had five husbands. And he said, the one you got now ain't even your husband. She was probably ashamed. She was probably upset. She was probably didn't want nobody to know about her sin. How many times people come in and they'll sit down in the church and we may not know nothing about them, but yet they don't come in and just openly start telling us about their life.
Right.
This woman here, sitting at that well.
Amen.
She's coming to draw water. She might have seen him before she ever got there. She might have said, well, I'll just wait a little bit. He'll go on. But he didn't go on.
Amen.
Well, what am I going to do? I got to get water. If I keep sitting here, eventually them other women's going to come around. Them other busybodies going to come around. Them other nosy folks are going to come around, and then they're going to want to point the finger at me. And they're going to want to put me down. And they're going to want to do this and do that. I'm telling you, man, she might have seen Jesus sitting there before she ever got there.
Amen.
She said, well, I'll just go draw some water and get on out of there. But she didn't know what she was going to find at that moment.
That's right.
Amen.
She didn't know what she was going to find when she got there. This woman had to come the same way Nicodemus did.
Yes,
Nicodemus was a religious man.
Right.
He was a Jewish man. He was a Pharisee. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was of the rabbinical order. He was a good man. I believe he was a law keeping man.
Right.
But Jesus still looked at Nicodemus and said, "You must
be
born again." He didn't say, "Well, Nicodemus, you've lived a good life.
That's good for
you. And well, your parents brought you to the temple, and your parents did everything right, and they taught you how to sacrifice and how to do all that. You know all the stories. You know about the Passover, and you know the stories of Moses. And man, you was raised. You went to Sunday school and Bible school and church and singings and revival meetings. Hey, man, your daddy and mama too. You know all of that stuff. So, well, you're all right." He didn't say that. No. He looked at that religious man that was come to him looking for something and said, "You must be born again."
Amen.
It's not enough to just come to church.
That's right.
It's not enough to be raised in church. That's good, man. But it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough for you to come at the and sit under the steeple of the cross, the shadow of the steeple all your life. You're still not going to hell if you're not born.
That's right.
Amen.
You're not born again.
That's right.
Whether you come in like Nicodemus or you come like this woman at this way, you've still got to come through the same way.
That's right.
That's Jesus
Christ.
Amen. If you come in the other way, the Bible says you come as a thief and a robber.
Right.
There ain't but one door, and that's Jesus Christ.
That's right.
The Son of the living God.
Right.
He's the door. He's the way. No other way.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you can be here today, and you can be and age don't matter.
Right.
We don't know how old Nicodemus was,
right,
and we don't know how old this woman was.
Right.
You say, well, she must have been pretty old. She had five husbands. Do you realize in Bible days they got married young?
Amen.
Right.
They got married young.
Come on.
So she could have been in her 20s.
That's right.
Right.
Yes, sir.
She could have been in her 30s.
Come on.
We figure Nicodemus must have been an older man. He was a ruler of the Jews, and well, he was a leader of the Jews and all. But that don't necessarily mean that he was an older man.
Right.
He could have been raised up for that position.
Right.
They could have just ushered him. He could have just walked right into it, just fell right into his lap. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But yet something on the inside of him made him go looking for Jesus.
Amen.
Made him go looking for Jesus by night.
Amen.
This woman at this well she must have been ashamed. She must have been upset. Man, everybody knew about her sin.
Bless him.
Everybody knew that she had had five husbands. She didn't have to tell Jesus because he already knew.
Right.
And you know what? He didn't point the finger at her. He didn't talk with her.
I forgot about that. You've already had five, and when you got well, you don't need this water anyway. Go get them dead beats and get you some water.
He did the same thing. He treated her with the same respect.
There you go.
Amen.
He treated her with the same respect that he did that religious leader.
Amen.
But yet people will walk in the church, or people will cross our paths. They'll walk up on us at the gas station, or we'll walk up on them at the gas station, and because they don't look a certain way, or maybe they smell a certain way, or maybe we just know, or maybe we don't know. Maybe they look like they mean as a rattlesnake.
Come on.
But man, they need Jesus just as much.
Amen.
They need Jesus just as much as a church kid that was raised up on the pew.
Amen.
The ones that was raised under this, in this way. That one out there in that world that's lost.
Amen.
You know what? It's our job to take the gospel to them.
That's right.
It's our job. It's our job to give them that living water.
Amen.
And make sure that they know that Jesus is the reason. Jesus is the way. Ain't no other way. It ain't through Muhammad. It ain't through Buddha. And you ain't going to get it through the Pope and all those sacraments. And all that stuff had its place and its time. But that stuff's going to, I'm telling you, you got to come through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whether you come to him like Nicodemus did, or you come to him like this woman at this well.
Amen.
And man, the more she talked to him, I believe the hungrier she got.
Amen. Right?
And the same thing happened with Nicodemus.
Come on.
Jesus started talking to him, and I believe the Holy Ghost. You say, well, this was before Acts chapter 9. I'm telling you, you're talking about God. You're talking about God.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm talking about man. You're talking about God in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about he can do what he wants to. But I believe that the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe the Spirit dealt with Nicodemus' heart that day.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The more he talked to him, the more questions he asked. Right. And that woman was the same. Well, our fathers worshipped in these mountains. Our father, Jacob, he dug this well. This is Jacob's well. And our father, he said, look here, woman. The day's going to come that ain't nobody going to worship in this land.
Right. Amen.
I'm telling you, whether you come the good way, we'll say the Nicodemus way, or you come this one. Y'all know that woman's name. Did y'all read in there about that? I tried to find it in John chapter number 4, and I even looked back in my Bible in this place where it says proper names in here in the back, and I tried to find it. I even Googled it, said, wonder what her name was. It don't say. Well, it doesn't matter.
Right. Amen.
She was lost, and she was on her way to
heaven.
Amen. Jesus came and gave her something.
Amen.
And it said that she left her water pot.
That's right.
Yeah.
I preached a message one time about leaving your water pot.
Yeah. Amen.
Leaving what you brought with you.
There you go.
Lightening your load.
Right.
Amen.
Shucking off the sin and the weight.
Amen.
Right.
And then the first thing she did was go and tell them people.
Right.
The greatest soul winner in the Bible.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm talking about the greatest soul winner in the Bible was a woman.
Yeah.
Who had been married 5 times.
Right.
Come on.
She wasn't qualified for nothing.
Come on.
By the world standard, she was used up.
Come on.
Worthless. Nobody want that. Wouldn't nobody be around that.
I mean,
no telling where she's been, what she's done. Who's the man? I'm telling you, but God used her.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know what? We'll turn our nose up because, well, we know where they come from.
That's right.
And we know what they did.
God.
And we know where they've been. Hey, I'm telling you, I've done things in my life.
Amen.
There's some things, Brother Allen, I've done. Don't nobody mean God.
Amen.
There's a lot of things that I've done people know about.
But
you know what? I'm ashamed of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get embarrassed. I can think back, and it makes me embarrassed.
Amen.
And I want to hide my face.
That's the Lord.
Hide my face. And sometimes, man, I think about how maybe I may have treated my wife or my children.
Come on.
And it makes me want to hide my face.
Right.
Makes me want to, it embarrasses me.
Come on.
To for people, because see, I want to be a certain way.
Right.
I want to live a certain way, and I want to be like Nicodemus, and I want to have that that reputation.
Right.
And I won't have that, then I'm clean and I'm pure.
Amen.
And I'm holy and I'm righteous.
Come on.
But a lot of times I live like this world.
Come on.
And we're not careful.
Come on.
As Christian people. And now we're not perfect. Now I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. There's no perfect people.
Right.
In the
right.
world, there wasn't one perfect man.
That's
right. Amen.
And they killed him.
That's right.
And hung him on a cross.
Right.
And it was all a plan. It was all God's plan.
Right, preacher.
I mean, he didn't have to come up with some backup plan.
Come on.
God, Church. What happened? Adam and Eve failed in the garden. Now, he didn't have to come. It was before the foundations of the world.
Amen. Amen.
That took place.
Amen.
Right.
It was all a plan of God. And we're not perfect. But we should strive to be like Nicodemus.
Come on.
The way that we live our life.
Amen.
And we should strive not to be like this woman.
Come on.
Although, this is probably where we were at. Most people are like this.
Right.
When
right.
they come to Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
I was raised in church. Ever since I remember.
Come on.
Mom and Daddy took us to church.
Right.
And before Daddy went, Mama took us. Poor Mama took a swan, and Joyce Nichols would pick us up,
come on.
Take us to church, take us to Bible school. Back then they had Bible school during the day, you know, at lunchtime, 12, one, I don't know. Back then they had it during the day, but they'd take us to Bible school. So as long, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I was like Nicodemus. I knew the Beatitudes, and man, I could say Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Y'all remember that song them Banks girls used to sing? Mm-hmm. You know. Then I could do all that and quote scriptures and all of that stuff. We used to do Bible drills and sword drills and memorize verses. And I knew all that stuff, Dad. But I still had to come the way this woman did.
Right. Amen.
The way she came was the same way Nicodemus did. And it was through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's no coincidence that number three came before number four. That's funny. Right. I mean, if you think about it, you say, well, Brother Kevin, one, two, three always come before four.
Come on.
In the when you start looking, they teach you number one, two, three always come before four. But do you think it's a coincidence that Jesus talked to this man who was, for all intents and purposes, a perfect religious man? He's a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews. You think it's a coincidence that it just happened to be there right before Jesus goes to talk to this woman? A sinner, had five husbands. The one she was shacked up with wasn't even her husband.
Come on.
You think that's a coincidence? I'm telling you, God has a way. God puts everything in perspective. I've never seen that before.
That's good.
I never noticed that. I never realized that.
Amen.
I've read that scripture, Jonathan, and read that scripture, and read that scripture, and memorized scripture.
Right.
Everybody knows John 3:16. And probably everybody knows about that woman.
Right.
At that well.
Come on.
Jesus said, hey, woman, give me something to drink. She said, what do you mean? Wait a minute. You ain't supposed to be talking to me.
Come on.
I'm a dog. I'm a Samaritan.
Right.
And the Jews, they had no dealings with the Samaritan.
Right.
He said, well, if you knew who you was talking to, you'd ask me to give you something to drink.
Amen.
That well was deep. Man, she might have dropped a quarter in that room. That well's deep. And sir, you ain't got no bucket.
Come on.
It probably wasn't one of them had one of them cranks on it. You just dropped a bucket and you know.
Come on.
My daddy's granddaddy down there had an old well. And the well's still there. And we'd go down there with my grandmother and his kids and we'd want water out of that well. And my papa would go out there with us and he wouldn't just unravel and let it go down. He'd just drop the bucket and that thing would go. And all of a sudden you'd hit. We'd roll it back up and we'd get water out of that way.
Amen.
She's like, wait a minute, sir. You ain't got nothing to get no water out of there with. I brought the bucket with me.
Yeah.
He said, woman, if you knew who you was talking to, you'd ask me to give you water.
Right.
I'm telling you, every one of us in here tonight need Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody needs Jesus.
Amen.
Whether they come by the way of Nicodemus,
amen,
or the way of this woman at the well. Dad, and I doubt very seriously. I doubt very seriously there's things in your life that I probably could say I know. Very seriously, I know
There's things that your daddy's done that you ain't never done.
Amen.
There's places he's been that you ain't never been.
Amen.
There's stuff that he's encountered in his life that you have never encountered in your life. That same God that saved you in that camp up there in North Georgia.
Amen.
The same one that went to that prison.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
The same one, the same way.
Amen.
Amen.
You ain't no better than him because you got it in a church meeting and he ain't no better than
Amen.
You.
Amen. That's
what
right.
We'll do. Come on. We'll say, well, I ain't got a testimony like Brother Charles does. Man, I ain't seen, man, you see how God just moved
Amen.
In his life.
Amen.
Everything he touches, like, you know, Midas, he got the Midas touch. Everything he touches, man, he's got the providential hand of God.
That's right.
Come on.
Got married, his children, Amen. His job, his house.
Come on.
And God's blessing him. Seems like everything he does just goes the right way. It may not be, but man, it looks that way. Y'all tell me it don't. It may not be that way, but y'all tell me y'all don't see the hand of God moving.
Amen.
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 But it still had to come through the cross.
Right.
It still had to come through the cross. And as church people, we'll look down on people. As church people, I've heard them say, well, we don't really want to go down there. We're not going to go down there to that trailer park. We're not going to go talk to them people over there. We don't want them mean little kids at our church to stick bubble gum on the back of the pews. They'll poke holes in them. Right on the walls. They're liable to unroll all the toilet paper and throw it in the toilet. Y'all remember years ago, Miss Murtis had it out with some kids at Joy Circle one night. And guess what? The next night, the next week, she let them come back.
Right.
Why? Because she had a love and a desire to get
right.
Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm talking about something around here is ready to get run something of mom and say, oh, you ain't coming back. And Miss Murray, you be careful because that fella, he like, man, she wasn't more scared of him than the man in the moon. I'm just saying, man, we all have to come the same way.
Right.
Whether we be good or bad.
Right.
Whether we come to Nicodemus Road or we come to that woman at the well, that old well road.
Yeah.
Whether we come that way, most of us come that way. And there's some of us that continue to go that way even after we come to the other way. I'm telling you, man. What we need to do is we just need to love people.
Amen.
Just love people. Right. Love people the way Jesus loved people. Don't see them as, and I'm guilty, and we probably all are, but here's what we'll do. We'll look at them because they look like Nicodemus, and we'll say, they're all right, right there. And then we'll look at them and think, I don't know about that. Special place down there for people like that. I've heard people say that. It's a special place down there for people like that. We are, as a church, as a people of God. And I understand, man, I understand God turned people over to reprobate. I understand, man, God will withdraw the spirit from people. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about as Christian, as saved people.
Right.
There's no room in the church to look down our nose on
you. Right.
Amen.
Y'all know the saying, but for the grace of God, go I. But for the grace of God, that's me over here. That's you over there.
Right. Amen.
You know, that's you in the jail cell.
Come on.
That man, Brother Eric, said, I've been in prison 5 times, but for the grace of God. Five times, man,
right.
I could have been there.
Come
I did things that I probably could have went to jail for.
Come on.
At least one night, I just didn't get caught. Only the difference between me and some other people, they got caught. Jonathan, only the difference between me and you and something else, like you got caught.
Come
Somebody
on.
Told on you. Somebody ratted you out.
Come on.
I'm just saying, man, we need Jesus.
Amen.
In a day and an hour that we're living in, we need Jesus.
Right.
In the church,
yes,
in the pulpit,
yes,
out there in this world,
Amen.
And whether they look like this, because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of them out there that claim to be like this.
Right.
And they really like this.
Right.
I'm just saying, they look good. They look
right.
Good. They look, they're religious. But on the inside, they're as lost as this one over here. They go to church, they do everything just right, they write the check, they come, they show up, they do everything they're supposed to do. But if the Lord, if the trumpet was to blow, they'd bust hell wide open.
Right. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, man, we need Jesus. And here's the thing, man, somebody had to come to where we was at.
Amen.
Amen.
We all have an experience with Jesus, whether it was on the street corner, whether it was like this man, or whether it was sitting at the wedding.
Right.
Whether we come seeking after, we come looking for him, or he came looking, or he just said, I got to go to Samaria, boys, I'll see my little wife.
Come on.
Went looking for her.
Right.
And somebody came to where we was at.
That's right.
Amen.
Somebody said, hey, why don't you go to church?
Yeah.
Might have been a nosy old woman across the street.
Amen.
You know, you and Durfin need to bring them kids to church.
Come on.
You need to bring them kids to church. You need to bring them kids to church. You know, it ain't enough for me and Joyce Nichols to come get them and take them. You need to bring them to church. You need to get 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 them to church.
Amen.
Just go home, you crazy old woman. Okay, I'll go home next day. You going to church? You need to go to church this Wednesday night.
Amen.
Church, 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 church.
Amen.
You need to go to church. You need to get in church.
Amen.
You need to go to church. People say, well, dang, you drive people crazy doing that. Well, you see,
amen.
You need to go to church.
Amen.
You need to go to church. Man, I'm telling you, people need the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
If we're not going to give it to them, where are they going to be? There's a lot of false doctrine out there.
Right.
A lot of false stuff out there.
Right.
A lot of people out there that's telling you can go by this man's road. All you got to do is live right. All you got to do is do some good things. Oh, you all right. Your mom and dad brought you. You've been in church your whole life. Your grandpa was in church. Your great grandpa was in church. You got a lineage. You got a great heritage. You don't, man. I'm telling you, probably a lot of them. You know, I'm telling you like this. I heard a man say the other week, man, we'd probably be surprised we get there who's there.
Yeah.
Probably be surprised we get there who ain't there.
Amen. Right. Amen.
But we all need Jesus.
Right.
Everybody needs Jesus.
That's right.
Whether they come by the holy road or whether they come by the old well road. That old broke down road that don't nobody want to go down. Man, but them people need Jesus too.
Amen.
Amen. I need him when he came looking for me.
Amen.
And if you're here tonight and you are. And you know what? It don't matter what you've done.
Right.
Jesus didn't turn his nose down. He knew what she had done. He knew her life.
Right.
But if you're here tonight and you need him, it don't matter. He still told her what she needed to do.
Amen.
No matter where you've been, no matter circumstances, situation, no matter how far out you've gone, man, if there's breath in your body,
amen.
Yes.
And you ain't slipped off into eternity.
Right.
It's always hope.
Amen.
Until the last breath is gone. Man, keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your grandchildren. Praying for your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your cousin.
Amen.
Because as long as there's breath in their body, there's hope that they're going to get saved. There's hope that God is going to go to where they're at.
Amen.
Right.
It's going to draw them to him.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm thankful for what God's done in my life.
Yes,
over in this book of Psalms, it says the Lord have done great things for us.
Amen.
Whereof we are glad.
Amen.
And I'm glad. I fail him every day, Brother Tanner. I fail him every day.
Amen.
And I have to say, God, forgive me every day. But I'm telling you, he ain't never failed me.
Amen.
And you know what? He didn't lead me the way found. And he didn't kick me to the curb. And he didn't say, well, you messed up this time. You messed up this time. Devin, you've probably done some things that made Papa mad, but he never said, Devin, you've done it this time. You've done it this time. But Devin probably mad because something you've done, but he never said, you've done it this time. You've gone too far.
Right.
Come on.
Because he loves you, and that's the way the Lord is.
Amen.
As long as there's breath in our body, as long as that trumpet hadn't sounded, as long as the Spirit is still moving, as long as God is still withholding him, as long as this just tearing is coming, there's always a chance, a possibility, a hope. Just hang on. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Just keep praying.
Yes, sir.
Because God, I'm talking about God, is just likely to move in that situation.
Right?
Amen.
But if you give up, you quit praying. You know, people say, and I read that, I'm going to say this, I'm going to hush. I think I've been long preaching. I don't want anybody to go sleep on it. But no, I've heard about them. The Bible talks about the prayers of them saints that they bottled up and they poured out before the Lord. They poured out before the Lord. That's a sweet aroma, that sweet smelling odor. I thought about that. I thought about them prayers, them mamas and daddies prayed all them years for their kids to get saved.
Right.
And then mom and daddy went on to be with the Lord. But them prayers were still being poured out before the Lord.
Amen.
Them prayers were still, Paul's prayers still being poured out.
Right.
Mama's prayers still being poured out. Old Swan prayers still being poured out.
Come on.
Her children ain't saved yet, but I believe God still pouring them prayers out.
Amen.
I believe them bottled up prayers still being poured before Him.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we've come to a time in America where it's time that we got to make a choice.
Right.
We've got to make the choice.
Amen.
We're either going to live it or not. We're either going to do or not.
Right.
Because the world can spot a phony.
Right.
They'll
Amen.
Spot a fake.
Amen.
They can spot a counterfeit.
Right.
But man, you get somebody got the real thing. They might poke fun at them. They might laugh at them and make fun and talk about. But I'm telling you, when dire times come, when the rough waters roll in, they know where to go. When
Amen.
They make some
Amen.
Virtue, that's all I got.